This segment of the Fred and Jeff Show is brought to you by Power Women Investing, Ronstadt Insurance, and Mayfield Florists.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, for your further listening pleasure.
Direct from the golf course and onto your radio, this is...
Hello, everybody.
The Fred and Jeff Show.
And good morning, everybody. This is the Fred Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother, Jeffrey.
Hola, Tucson.
And we are celebrating the people, the places, the events, history, and culture.
Yes, we are.
That make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona so gosh darn wonderful.
Absolutely correct.
And we invite people to visit us at fredandjeff.com, follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and even subscribe to this tome of wisdom and entertainment on iTunes.
And I got to tell you, Fred, today... maybe one of the best tomes of wisdom and entertainment, because we are jam-packed with amazing guests.
And we're going to start the jam-packedness with a quick call. A quick call from a friend of the show, Brent Davis.
Brent Davis.
How are you guys this morning?
Hey, Brent, what's going on?
Well, you know, I wanted to call and let you know that, you know, one of the great cultural things of Arizona are the Diamondbacks. And Jeff, do you have any idea who they're playing today?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, this afternoon I'm taking Larry up to watch them sweep my team, the Pittsburgh Pirates, the Phoenix Diamondbacks for...
the Arizona Diamondbacks.
Oh, is that it? Arizona?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah.
What do you think? This is the state of Phoenix?
Not anything below Casa Grande is... north of Casa Grande is fair game.
Well, we're on our way to the game right now. They look good for the first two. I didn't know you were going to the game this afternoon. I was going to make you jealous, but maybe I'll see you up there.
Yeah. We're in section 129, row 35.
Yeah, so make Jeff buy you 129.
Yeah.
We don't want to go anywhere near that. Okay?
You'll see the one guy with a yellow shirt and a black pirate hat.
Now, there's a lot of pirate hats and shirts up there.
But you're going to have to make, I'm obligating Jeff to buy you a $20 beer and a $30 hot dog.
Yes.
Done. Come and get me. We got Francisco Liriano today going against some retread that the Diamondbacks are throwing out there. So I'm going to be in a good mood.
Yeah, I don't want a $20 bill. I want a beer. I want the large one.
All right, Brent. Drive safe.
All right. See you up there.
Thanks, go, guys. Bucks. Take care, buddy.
Yeah, bye-bye.
So Brent told me he was, he actually invited me to the game.
He did?
Yeah, and he, as an afterthought, he went, isn't your brother a fan? And I was like, man, nah, he doesn't want to see that.
Yes, I am. So we went Friday.
Yeah.
I took Larry.
Yeah.
Great game. Pirates won 4-1.
Yeah.
Mark Melanson, University of Arizona Wildcat alumni.
Yeah.
Got the save.
Yeah.
Yesterday, the Buccos won in the top of the ninth, 2-1. Great game.
Yeah.
And
so
are
you taking a broom up?
No, I mean, I'm not that kind of an obnoxious fan.
Yes, you are.
Admit it.
Admit it now.
I'm not. I honestly am not.
All right. So anyways, what do you got going?
Matter of fact, when we left the game, I took Larry, and I'm taking Larry up again now, my 10-year-old boy. Larry's walking up the steps going, oh, yeah, Pirates. And I looked at him. I put my hand on his shoulder and said, Larry, win with class. They can all read the scoreboard. Let's go.
Yeah, also you were surrounded by a bunch of Diamondbacks.
Yeah, no
fans.
Need to tempt the rattlesnake.
Right.
Yeah.
So, dude, there's so much stuff going on.
Tons.
This portion of our show is sponsored by...
Tucson Happenings Magazine.
David Francis and his lovely bride who put together the monthly calendar for the Old Pueblo.
And, folks, if you have anything cooking, give these guys a call, 620-9100, because they will put your event in their magazine. And they've got thousands, tens of thousands of this magazine all over Tucson to find out what's going on. And so today being Sunday the 26th of April, 2015, there's just a full page of good stuff going on.
So some of that good stuff. Tonight is the final performance, actually today, because there's a matinee and an evening, I believe, is the final performance of A Weekend with Pablo Picasso.
Excellent.
God, did you see it finally?
No.
Oh, my Lord, it is phenomenal.
Yeah, I've heard.
Yeah.
And I'm really jealous that you've already seen it.
Yeah, and actually, there's a couple treats towards the end of the play for the patrons.
Don't blow it.
And, we do have a packed show, so I'm going to cut this short. But I want to remind people, last year during the summer, we had this card called Summer in the City program. And it gave all sorts of discounts and fun activities for folks in the heart of the city, which included downtown area, 4th Avenue area, and Main Gate.
And didn't they do the Mercado District too?
I don't know if Mercado was included. But probably they were, though.
Yeah, I think
so.
It
anywhere along the choo-choo train line, there's all sorts of fun and discounts going on. And it's a $5 card. Merchants are going to be carrying it. You could also just go to TucsonSummer.com.
Right.
And find out where all the cards are.
Or give us a call. We got 100 of these bad boys to give out.
Do we?
Yes, we do. Courtesy of our friends at Ronstadt Insurance.
Very nice.
Yeah, yeah. So give us a call.
That's right. You did. You did.
I bought 100 of them. Yeah.
But I do want to remind folks on May 2nd, Sunday. Is that next Sunday? That is next Sunday.
Yeah.
The Tucson
April's
Boys
over,
Course.
My friend.
Yeah. The Boys Tucson Boys Course Pops concert is going on. Conducted by Dr. Julian Ackerley, and that's going to be a phenomenal concert.
We love Dr. Ackerley.
Yes, we do.
And, of course, the Centurion Party is coming up on May 9th. The Tunadito Remarkable Moms event is happening on May 9th.
Yeah.
There's so much stuff going on.
And there's another thing coming up on May 9th, but we'll get to that later.
That's right. So, folks, May 9th is a big day. You got lots of choices. No reason to stay home on May 9th.
But you have somebody here to talk about. The Coalition to Salute American Heroes.
Yeah, it's Salute, not Save, Fred. Though, well, I guess you could say Save.
I need new glasses.
Yeah, I know. So last night I'm at the South Point Gala, and I'm having a cigar drink. It was
fundraiser.
Thank you very much, Amanda, but that's not the word I was looking for. It was a theme. What was the theme?
Costume party?
Kentucky Derby.
So I'm having a bourbon, smoking a cigar, watching my poor wife run around and participate in the silent auction.
Oh, I thought, well, maybe that was like the, so like all the tables.
And the nuns were asking for you, by the way.
Yeah, because they're after me. They are after me.
I think you still owe tuition, back tuition from South Point.
No, I think they just want to smack me for my smart mouth.
I know, I do sometimes.
When you talked about how your wife was going around and around the silent auction tables, that sort of made me think that there was a silent joke going on that let's have a Kentucky Derby theme and make all the wives chase around the tables like they're...
They didn't mean to do that, Fred, but that's exactly what happened last night. And they had some application on their phone where you could see if you got outbid. So not only are they running around the tables looking at their silent auction gifts, they're click, 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 playing with their smartphone every time they get outbid. It was brilliant.
Sweet.
Brilliant. So standing there having a cigar with my buddy Dave... And who do I run into but Colonel Marty Bedigian? Close?
Bedigian. Pretty close.
And we're chatting it up. And finally, and Marty's real quiet. And finally, the conversation goes to Marty.
He's chatting it up. How do you chat up with a quiet guy?
Well, because we're chatting and he's smoking.
Oh.
He's listening. Oh. And then finally, so Marty, what do you do? And what did you say, Marty?
Well, I told you that I was recently retired from the Army this past September. And continue to maintain my involvement here with soldiers by affiliating with or charity organization called Coalition to Salute America's Heroes.
Coalition to Salute America's Heroes. And, of course, Dave Longenecker, who's a local anesthesiologist and retired from the military as well, he and I had no idea what you were talking about. And so what is that?
Well, we're a 501c3 charity, and our charter is primarily to assist 30% or more severely disabled veterans. You know, I tend to use the word soldier. I'm a soldier. So well, if I use the word soldier, I'm really talking about all our brave men and women from all services. But the charity is focused on current conflict soldiers and military members who are 30% disabled or more. And we try and help them with various things from emergency financial aid. We've got a Heroes Thanking Heroes program where the caregivers for these folks are actually employees, and they do telephone calls for us. Anybody who gives a donation receives a personal telephone call, and it's a thank you. It's not a solicitation. It's a thank you. So we provide some benefit for the otherwise unemployable caregivers. And we have a keynote event each year where we bring in anywhere from 50 to 100 families, depending on our funding levels that year, to provide a family-centric, week of activities to try and, mend these families that were broken by, the TBI, PTSD, all the horrific injuries that these brave men and women incurred here, serving their country. We've got a week of motivational speakers, job fair, and just a fun time with other activities. Last year it was at the Lowell's Coronado out in California, San
right.
Diego. And so we're in the process of trying to do that again next year.
Good for you guys. Good. Now, one of the things that you told us last night that really kind of blew me away was that when these guys and gals are injured severely in some cases, that they are being paid by the military when they convalesce, and then the moment that they're discharged, what happens?
As soon as they're discharged from their active duty, that active duty paycheck stops.
Right.
And a lot of times, these guys, they're dealing with their injuries. That reality, that paycheck's actually going to stop real soon at the end of, their medical discharge, doesn't fully sink in. And they don't adequately prepare for that financial deficit a lot of times, thinking that the VA check is going to pick up for their disability as soon as they're off active duty. And that by no means is a guarantee.
And sometimes these guys and gals have a hard time making the rent payment.
Oh, absolutely. We've paid rent. We've made car payments. We've bought groceries. We've helped, these guys, make ends meet in many cases to, and literally have prevented other people from, committing suicide and marital problems related to the financial stress, which becomes, in their minds oftentimes overwhelming.
Well, you guys do great, great work, and we really, really appreciate what you do. And folks, if you want to get involved or support your organization, then the best website to go to would be saluteheroes.org. And Marty, thanks. I guess I should say Colonel. Thanks for what you do. And you've got a beautiful junior over there from South Point, Amanda.
Hi.
Yeah, you doing, Amanda?
My volunteer.
I heard her say, "Man, you're gonna have to buy me breakfast after this, Dad."
Yeah.
So thanks for coming on the show, and thanks for what you do.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. All right, folks, we got to take a quick break. We'll be right back with more here on the Fred and Jeff Show.
This portion of the Fred and Jeff Show is brought to you by Anthony Cigar Emporium, the Downtown Tucson Partnership, and Sleeping Frog Farms.
Now, time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show.
This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother, Jeffrey.
Hola, Shukshon.
And we are celebrating the people, the places, the events, history, and culture that make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona so gosh darn wonderful, Jeffrey.
That is correct,
Fred. And one of the fun things to do every summer
is watch you get your butt kicked in a pile of Jell-O. I love it. The poor little altar boy going up against the seasoned vixen, who looks like she wants to kick your patoot.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So to
and you know what, listeners, let's just talk about this for a minute. Because we've been having you on the show, for like 3 years now? This is your third time on the show?
It's my third
year.
Well,
no, but she usually comes to talk about the AIDS walk.
Right, right. No, I get it.
During Tucson Eat Yourself.
2 years ago, you had this Jell-O wrestling situation. And being the smart aleck little brother that I am, I said, "Ooh, we should get Fred to do it." And you said nothing. You said
no. I said I'd do it.
But then after the show, you're like, "Okay, if you need some help, I'll help you out. I'd be happy to support your organization." Crickets, crickets, crickets.
Yeah, I know.
And then
it was awful.
All of a sudden, one day on your Facebook page is a picture of you in fifth grade as an altar server versus Crazy Hell's Angel chick. And it's the greatest picture ever. It's the greatest advertisement to see you get creamed in a bucket of Jell-O. Southern Arizona AIDS Foundation, Fred, the sad little altar server against total attitude chick. She's all tatted up. She's big. She looks like she's going to cream you, Fred.
Yeah, pretty much.
And when is it? Okay, so now, folks, now that I've set the stage, let's talk about this event. Crazy event.
Yeah, it's the, what is it, about the fifth annual?
So this is actually the 28th annual.
It's the fifth annual in my mind.
Yes.
Well, it should only be the third annual in your mind because we only have...
I've known about it for a long time.
Oh, really? Has this been kind of a crazy little dream that you've had that maybe someday I'll get to go and be John Candy in stripes?
Actually, some people asked me, they said you should go as John Candy, get the white wife beater and the boxer shorts.
No, I don't think he's wearing a wife beater. I think it's a full-on long-sleeve T-shirt.
I'll have to go check that. But then do the whole, Three Stooges, whoa, 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 and then just go after him. I'm looking for an altar boy costume or outfit because mine obviously is too small anymore.
Well, they didn't let you keep it.
That's right.
You know, or did you wear that one out in your first marriage?
No. No. It did not. my first and only marriage. Anyways, Monique, you're here to talk about the event.
I am. Thanks so
much. I've already made my burial plan, so we can get beyond that.
Absolutely. You know what, Fred? It's such a great event, and it took a while to get you on because it's such a distinguished event, and there's just so many people, and we have to vet out everyone. That's a lie.
How do you vet out people that want to roll around and be...
It's an absolute lie. It's whoever we can get to sign a cocktail napkin at a bar.
Oh, my God. How many Bloody Marias did it take for Fred to acquiesce to do this thing?
He was just so generous and willing.
Oh, so that means one.
Right. It's pretty easy.
No, zero,
or the
actually.
Allure
zero.
Of one.
I think I saw him on the street one day, actually out in front of the screening room.
it was during second Saturday. They were safe with set up in front of the screening room. And Mia was like standing there next to him. And Monique's like, we finally got somebody to wrestle against you. I'm like, I'm in. And then she sends me a picture of Carmel. It's like, this cosmetically enhanced biker chick.
Cosmetically enhanced?
Dude, those are not real.
What?
Seriously.
It's
your own safety, Fred, in case you're downing the Jell-O.
They're flotation
buoyant
devices,
right? Fine. Those buoyant devices? Yes. I like to refer to those as her party tray.
Yeah. And then I sent a note to Monique saying, should I get my will ready? And she's like, definitely, but it'll be fun. So,
dude, if it wasn't on May 9th, I could see this like the Ronstadt Brothers tag team, where there you are, just completely smothered under Jell-O and this beautiful woman, and the hand... comes reaching out for me to tag you.
We could do that next year. There's always time. We'll make sure it's
totally
on the calendar.
Totally in on that.
That's not a problem.
Totally in on
that. That's just wrong. All right, Monique. So all the fun aside, what is this?
No. There's no fun aside for this. This is pure fun.
Okay, but what? So people roll around in Jell-O for hours on May 9th. What does that get in the community?
Okay, so this is the 28th annual Reno Gannon Jell-O Wrestling Extravaganza. This is a fundraiser for
auction.
And auction. This is a fundraiser for SAFE. All the money that we raise through ticket sales, through wrestler sponsorship. It was so nice. I just heard your brother say he would sponsor you.
Absolutely.
We raise 100% stays here locally. So it's going to programs and services for SAFE. So it's going to direct client care. It's going to education, outreach, prevention to really help in the community, and like I said, most importantly, 100% of the proceeds from this event and all of our events stays here.
All right, who's Reno Gannon?
So Reno Gannon was...
Because it's the 28th annual Reno Gannon Memorial.
Right, so Reno was the one who actually brought the idea of Jell-O Wrestling to the community 28 years ago.
An icon.
Yeah, he'd gone down to Mexico and saw spaghetti wrestling, so he brought back the idea, and so this event actually started in a bar, and the first year raised a couple of $1,000s, and, fast forward 28 years later,
wait
we're
a
making
second.
Over $50,000.
Wait a second. The bar that this was first done at, was it that one on Broadway that it on the east side of the underpass?
Yes.
What was that bar called?
Was it 17?
Silver Spur or something like that?
The Graduate.
Was that it?
Yeah.
That's exactly like the Silver Spur.
I think
much like the Silver Spur.
Very close. I think I was at that event.
See? So you really should to give back to your community in some other
way. But I had never made the connection between that and today.
Yeah.
Because you guys aren't using real Jell-O.
So we actually yesterday within a very elite squad spent 4 hours making 500 gallons of Jell-O. Don't eat it. yesterday, the little process that, like I said, it took us about 4 hours to start the process to get the Jell-O ready. It's not food quality Jell-O. We would never want to waste that amount of food because SAFE does have a food program. So we really want to make sure that we're not wasting anything. But
so that's how it went from spaghetti to Jell-O?
Yeah, we went to spaghetti to gelatin, but it is cold and sticky and colorful, but you don't want it in your mouth.
Oh, you're going to get it in your mouth, bro. Fred's going to come out of there.
I'll be wearing a Bane mask in my
then you'll be getting it in your nose. Yeah. Oh, it'll be in every...
It's really good for your skin and, well, your hair.
I have no hair.
Fred, maybe it'll grow some new sprouts. You get a couple of new sprouts.
No, I get this chopped every couple weeks now.
This is beautiful. Well, thank you so much for including Fred in your event.
Always.
Now, here's the thing. So if you go to fredandjeff.com, the picture that Jeff alluded to earlier, me versus Carmel, will be posted up there this afternoon. So my goal is to raise $1,000, but I want to be the top fundraiser. So everybody listening to the show, which means mom and dad and maybe Auntie Margaret, go to fredandjeff.com and give me $10 or give SAFE $10 through me. And we're going to have a good time on May 9th.
It might be the last thing, last nice thing you get to do for Fred.
That's right.
By the way, who is Carmel?
She is a SAFE staff member who's works in our testing with doing HIV and Hep C and just graciously volunteered.
Now, did she know that she was going to Jell-O wrestle against Fred?
She does, yes.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah,
that
this is
actually
epic.
Took more cocktails than it did for Fred.
She's afraid, Fred. She's
no,
afraid
she's not
of you.
Afraid.
She absolutely is not.
She's afraid she's going to snap you in half.
Yeah,
that's
probably
what she's afraid of.
Very true.
That's
yeah. Very
awesome.
True.
Awesome.
So it's
awesome.
Like a couple bucks to get in the door.
Yeah, so $20 in advance. You can buy tickets online. Day of, $25 for tickets. We also have a party pack, which would get you a ticket to the event. We have a great raffle prize this year, sponsored by Speedway Vet. 2 tickets to see Mariah Carey, 2-night stay at Caesar's Palace.
Nice.
And a $100 gift card. Those tickets are only $1. So you can go on to SAFE's website, www.safesaaf.org. Click on events and see all the things we do. And like I said, we're just super excited to have the community come out and support.
Cool.
Yeah,
first,
gates open at 6.
Wait, Jeff, the first person to give me money today will get a dozen roses from Mayfield Florist.
Nice.
So let's make this happen.
And folks, it's jello-wrestling.org. It's going to be a good time. Sadly, it's on the same day as the Centurion Party. Folks, we'll see you right on the other side of the break here with more on the Fred and Jeff Show.
This portion of the Fred and Jeff Show is brought to you by Barker Morrissey Contracting, Casa de la Luz Hospice, and 1702 Craft Pizza and Beer.
Time for more of the Fred and Jeff Show.
This is the Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother, Jeffrey.
Hola, Tucson.
And we are celebrating the people, the places, events, history, and culture that make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona so gosh darn wonderful, Jeffrey.
That is correct.
And hold on one second. Let's see. Hold on. See.
It's a pop cap, you nerd.
Dang, it is.
Here, hand it over here, and I'll open it for you.
No, you'll keep it.
No, I won't keep it, because I'm driving to Phoenix.
Well,
so.
Here is one of the proud sponsors of the Arizona International Film Festival, Stella Artois. I was trying to pop the cap. But today is the best of the best of the best, Mia.
It is the best of the best.
So Mia Schneibel is here from the Arizona International Film Festival.
Dun, dun, dun.
And we're going to claim that you are announcing for the first time ever the winners of the Arizona International Film Festival.
You had to be at the awards party last night or go to our website. It's because I haven't had the time, a.k.a. perhaps it was a really good party last night.
Yes.
I haven't had time to put it on Facebook yet. So,
how good of a party was it, Mia?
It was a good party.
So good that you're just now.
The morning came very early.
And Sunday morning coming down.
Yep.
So we spent the last, 2.5 weeks?
Yep.
Screening some of the...
Showcasing.
showcasing 17 days.
Wonderful, wonderful films from across the world.
Amazing.
Yeah, and I only, I'm
and
so.
And we can't overstate that.
I'm yeah, like, we had 122 films amazing. From 22 countries. And the people that have been coming to the festival for years said this is the best, most solid program we've ever had.
And that bums me out because this season, this festival, I only was able to catch two of the films.
Well, good thing we have today because you can catch up.
Yeah, get all the best of the best.
Yep. Yeah. Truly the best of the best. We had over 1,000 submissions and we only picked 122 and then we whittled it down today to about 20. So.
Wow. Yeah. Now, I don't know if I've ever asked you this before. Is there going to be like a compilation DVD of the best of the best? The best of the best.
That's a great idea.
Arizona International Film Festival.
Sponsored by the Fred and Jeff Show?
That would be very cool, except for it's pretty early in the film festival circuit year. So that's why we have so many world premieres, and that's why we get to discover so many gems that other people glom onto later. So they're going to start doing the film festival route, and then hopefully maybe get VOD, Netflix, iTunes, DVD releases, PBS.
Well, they want to make their money.
Yeah, we had a film on last Friday on PBS already.
Really? Which one?
Oh.
You knew I was going to ask
you
that.
Yeah, I knew. I shouldn't have said that.
And you only have 122 of them, so.
Yes, and normally I would have that memorized, but.
But
Diet
last
Coke is
night,
lacking. Yeah.
Because of all the.
The festivities.
All the Stella Artois.
And then Indy, the mascot, left the party.
Early?
She left the party early.
She was probably the smartest one. Got a good
night's
sleep.
And so then I spent an hour going from establishment to establishment downtown looking to see where our mascot went.
Oh, this is the cutout
mascot? The cutout. Yeah,
someone
the new one.
Ripped
the
off?
New expensive the new? One.
Oh, my gosh.
Someone walked out with it?
They moved her. They moved her.
Or she just decided she like, wanted better digs.
The Mia. This is the Mia scavenger hunt.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Mia, look what's
find
missing.
Indy.
Yeah. Yeah. It was a fun time because she's brand new and cost $100. And,
wow.
But I found her.
Good for you.
I found her.
Good for you. Put her back on her leash and
yes,
home she went.
Yes. She's locked up in the screen room.
So you brought some folks with you again.
Well, no, we need the list.
We need the list of what's playing.
Oh, we're not. Oh, the list of what's playing. Sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. So today, action-packed, we actually added shows today because people kept calling and suggesting, a.k.a. whining that they wanted to see stuff. So we added shows. What the heck? We're crazy. At noon, till then, it won an award with Moose. At 1:15, the festival grand
prize.
Wait,
that's the name of the movie?
Yeah. There's
at noon, till then, with Moose?
No. At noon.
Yes.
At 12 o'clock at the screening room.
Yes.
127 East Congress, across from the Chicago store.
Now it's getting to be a really long title. Yes.
Yes. There's the movie, Till Then.
Till Then.
It won an award. And the movie, Moose. That's at 12 o'clock.
Dramatic pause.
Yes.
Wow.
Then at 1:15.
Yes.
The festival grand prize winner, Medicine of the Wolf.
I told you, Fred. I picked that would be the festival winner.
Well, you are,
thank you very much.
You are correct.
Thank you.
You are correct.
It's a great movie.
I'm going to go back and check the tape.
Check the tape. Seriously.
Check the tape. I think that's what he said.
That's right.
I think that's what he said.
See, now Mia's sucking up to you because she brought me the beer and you were all upset.
Wasn't upset.
Got
was a little hurt, but not upset.
I brought two.
But they one for Fred.
There's two.
But they ended up on this side of the table.
Right.
I can't be responsible once I deliver them.
We are brothers who love each other,
yes.
But we still are selfish, Fred.
That's all right. That's all right. I understand.
Hey, I have to enjoy life because I only have
L'chaim.
I only have about 14 days left to live before I get crushed by Carmel and the Jell-O wrestling.
Carmel will not crush you.
Yes, she will. So
it's gonna take you a week to get that gelatin out of your ears. I'm just saying.
I love it.
Well,
we have more films.
Back to you, Mia.
Yes.
Back to me. At 2:45, we got Dario.
Dario from Game of Thrones?
No, from Australia.
Oh, that guy.
Is that beer open yet?
Yep. And then we have I Thought I Told You to Shut Up.
That's the
that's the
autobiography of Fred and Jeff right there.
That's the film name. I'm not telling you to shut up. Calendar Girls.
Sweet.
Gangland Book Club. And that's with, that's pretty exciting. Bear Story, great animation.
Well, you can totally tell that Mia's not on her A game right now.
You
had a little
a
too much
morning.
Fun last night.
It's a rough morning. Trying to find that cutout.
You're looking for a glass of water, aren't you?
Jeez. And then that's also with Viking and Infel Aid. And then at 4:30, we got Mother and Brother. That's exciting.
Good one.
With Birds of Neptune. That just played at Slam Dance, and we're the second festival to get it. It won two awards.
In Tucson or at Slam Dance?
It won two awards with us, and it won an award, I think.
I didn't see that one coming.
Yeah, well, that's how they get you.
Yeah.
And then at 7 o'clock.
I don't even think Jeff even picked up a program for the.
He's got it right there in his hand.
Yeah, because you handed it to him before the show.
No, Mia gave us programs 3 weeks ago on the first show. And I perused the program.
It's all wrinkly.
And after I figured out. It is.
It's all wrinkly. He's looked at it.
See, look at that.
It's all wrinkly.
It's heavily perused. So anyhow, okay. I apologize for my brother interrupting you. Please continue.
And then at 7 o'clock, our opening night film that sold out the Rialto. We heard you. We're playing it again. 7 o'clock. Best of Arizona winner. Many Bones, One Heart.
Great
show. The documentary about the procession.
Great. The All Souls procession.
Yep. And then we have the list of all the winners on the website. And once I wake up, Facebook.
Beautiful. And you brought who with you?
Oh, so excited.
We can tell. We really can. You folks, you got to be here to see the excitement in her face.
My face lit up.
But even though her voice sounds like, you know, a 75-year-old cigar smoker.
I know. I lost my voice for 7 days. It finally came back. In this nice, dark studio, you should be able to see I'm still radiating joy over this next film.
She is glowing.
You are glowing.
So Philip with the ghost and the boy with a box on his head is here.
Hey, Philip. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you.
How are you doing today?
Sleepy. It is so early.
Were you at the same party Mia was at last night?
No, actually. I was kind of sick and stuff.
So. Oh, sick and stuff.
Yeah.
What's her name?
Heat.
Heat
got me.
I love that. So tell us about your movie real fast.
Just quickly, I guess. Just made it with nothing, I guess. There's not a whole lot to say, and anything that I would say would spoil it.
Well, let me read it. 18-year-old Theo has an encounter with Sadie, his image of a perfect girl who lives deep within his subconscious.
Yes, it's about a really bad breakup, but it's a sort of art film where I personified your intention of what you want that person to be and really personify what makes her really perfect and how nobody else can see that except for that person. So he's considered crazy by everybody and sent to a mental asylum.
Because of his love for this girl?
Yeah. Well, the fact that nobody can see her except for him.
Oh.
Because it's his.
So she's an imaginary girl.
Yeah. In a way. It's very hard to talk about because it's an art film.
Is this like Fight Club?
Yeah, you could say that. I mean, it's a spoiler.
So along those lines kind of stuff?
Yeah.
Cool, man.
It's a really weird film, but all you can say is check out the trailer and find us on Facebook. And
where's the trailer? What's the website?
Just on YouTube, but if you Google the movie, it's one of the first things that you find, one of the first links.
A ghost and the boy with a box on his head.
Yes.
You know, my son had a box on his head during the summer. It was of a Enderman.
Oh, yeah.
You say those boxes that they make now that are Endermans? Total non sequitur. I apologize.
No. It's a great game.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
So cool. So is this the first film you've made?
Yes. And it's getting us out there. It's really crazy. Brought us to Arizona, which is really, really cool.
Where are you guys from?
L.A.
Yeah. All right. Are you originally from L.A.?
I'm from Texas. Yeah.
Texas to L.A. to Tucson. Quite a journey.
Yeah.
And is this the first place that your film's being screened?
No, this is a third place.
Where were one and two?
First place, we did L.A. Art House, and we won first place there.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And then we screened in Georgia, but it coincided with this screening. So I picked, you guys won. You have me, and Georgia, they missed out.
Well, that's great. We're happy to have you.
Yeah.
So. It's probably because of our proximity to L.A., though, right?
No. It's the heat that attracted me. Yeah.
Hey, it's a beautiful, cloudy day in the old Pueblo.
Yeah, we're enjoying the lingering days of spring.
Yeah, we are.
Today it is. Yeah, today's lovely.
And funny enough, the Sonoran Desert's got more water than California.
It is.
Is that
really crazy? Yeah, especially yesterday. That was all of it. That was California for 10 years.
Wow.
All in one
night. Little sprinkle.
Yeah. Wow. You should not call it that. That was
it could be a deluge.
Yeah.
The California deluge.
Yeah,
so I want to go back if there's no spoilers involved. You said that this is sort of the character's projecting what he wants his girlfriend to be.
Yeah, it's
when you said that, it sort of sparked in me. Thank you, Jeffrey. He just opened my beer. it sparked to me this idea that, you know, a lot of people will see a couple together and they know the guy or the girl and they're like, their friends are like, why are you with that person?
Exactly.
And then so the person sees all the qualities in their partner that other people may not see.
Exactly. Exactly. That's what the movie is, how you can fool yourself into thinking that person's perfect in every way. And it's really about first love. It's what's important, because as you grow and then you can discover and that you should look at people for what they are and not so much what you want them to be. And that comes with time. But it's in this movie, it's really about when you were like 14 and 15 and that person finally started talking to you and they showed you attention and you kind of
go crazy.
Yeah. So, and the fact that you think they're perfect, nothing that they could do could ever be wrong. So you kind of like deny all their errors and you create this brand new person who's just perfect and beautiful and kind of just crushes you for the rest of your life, because it's not only losing, you know, because death is like the worst thing that could happen, but this is losing someone that never even existed in the first place, but they're still there. Like, you could hold them and you can like scream at their face and it's like, I don't know who you are anymore, but
right.
I guess, I don't know, melancholic.
Yeah, when I was 14, 15, I was playing Dungeons & Dragons. So I didn't get that experience until much later in life.
Well, the
and maybe I haven't even experienced it till today. But
you know, most of you are waiting for the witty banter from me, but I got nothing to say about that. Because you're right, you were. So anyway,
I was playing D&D.
Good luck on your film.
Awesome, thank you.
More
thank
you. Success and hopefully
more awards.
More success in the future in any endeavor that you're up to.
Awesome, thank you so
big,
much.
Big screen debut.
Yeah, absolutely. So folks, A Ghost and His Boy with a Box on His Head. Check out the trailer on YouTube. And get out there and see it. Where else can they see it?
Not yet.
Not yet. Not available yet to the public. So you're just going to give everybody a little tease online and then look for it in the future.
Follow us on Facebook.
Follow on Facebook, too. Yeah, that'll be the best way.
Okay, important safety tip for future interviews. Stay at the microphone until until we're done with you.
Yeah, because, gosh, we could have kept going, but no, I'm just teasing you.
No.
All right, good luck. Folks, we got to take our last break of the hour. Stick around, because we'll be back with more here on The Fred and Jeff Show.
This portion of The Fred and Jeff Show is brought to you by H&S Estate Garden, The Flight Grill at Pima Air and Space Museum, and PETA Jungle.
Now, time for more of The Fred and Jeff Show.
This is The Fred and Jeff Show. This is Fred Ronstadt. I'm here with my little brother, Jeffrey.
Hola, Tucson.
And we are celebrating the people, the places, the events, history, and culture that make living in Tucson and Southern Arizona so gosh darn wonderful.
That's correct, Fred. And we've had a fun time today.
Yeah, and we invite, well, because I've been drinking Stella Artois.
Is that, I just opened that thing.
Well, you got here late.
I did.
Before the show started.
Well, and I'm not drinking because I'm driving.
Well,
going up to Phoenix.
I'm on my bike, so.
Watch the Pirates take three from the Diamondbacks.
So, let's see. I forgot to do this at the bottom of the hour. Remind folks to visit us at fredandjeff.com. Follow us on Twitter. Like us on Facebook. Subscribe to this Tome of Wisdom on iTunes and Facebook. Donate to Fred's death.
Yeah, where do you go with that?
On our
donate to the demise of Fred.
Demise of Fred.
In the Jell-O coffin.
On our website, fredandjeff.com.
Right.
And we've been talking with a whole bunch of people, but this half hour, we've been talking with Mia Schneibel, who is with the Arizona International Film Festival, talking about the best of the best is today from noon till about, 10? And then there's an after party?
The after party was last night.
Yeah, that was
you can hear it all over Mia's voice.
Yeah. It's my sexy, raspy voice.
You'll never find.
So here's one of the best of the best.
All right, Amanda, quit playing with the lights. Sal Point Jr. over there is afraid of the dark, I guess.
Yeah. When you go to the Kairos Retreat, there'll be a lot of darkness.
Yes,
so start getting used to it.
But then you'll be illuminated at the back end of that.
That's true. So we have one of the best of the best.
Yes.
Lisa Burke. I try to say it's like a little French pronunciation
Burke,
thing.
Burke, right?
Yeah, Burke.
Burke.
Burke is Lisa great. Burke.
Or either that or Beer Kmart.
Yep. Well, see, but the thing of it is I always horrendously mispronounce people's names. So if I try and mispronounce your name, I'll probably get it pretty close.
Yeah, but this one we give you carte blanche to screw this one up, Fred, because it's a tough pronouncement.
Björk.
See? Yeah. Exactly. So you and your movie Calendar Girls, is this your first shot at making a movie?
I have made a few shorts. I come from a fine arts background, so I don't know how manyth film this is, but I work in installation as well, so sometimes I'll have six channels of video running at the same time.
Like
so.
What, plumbing installation? What kind of installation are we talking about?
Exactly right. Lots of axes, destroying teapots with axes.
Nice.
And that kind of thing, battling the elements.
So it's like a performance art kind of installation?
Performance art installation, exactly. Very nice. What I do is kind of known as performance for video. So it falls into the experimental film category. And I have to say off the bat, like, I'm so sorry. It's not my fault the snow is here.
Don't be sorry.
Canada.
Don't be sorry. Did you get that Ori in there? You'd yeah, be sorry. But
oh, I just fulfilled two stereotypes in one.
Well, we're going for three.
So go for the glory.
Tell us about your movie.
So I'm sure everybody is very familiar with the Calendar Girls. So you have a calendar and there's a girl for every month. And this is a video version. And it's kind of a subversion of the idea, so I'm kind of poking fun at it, but I'm also trying to get the humanity back to the female figure within that space.
How do you do that?
How did you do that?
I'll try to explain. So when the video starts, there's 12 individual scenes. So I was filming over the course of a year, waiting for the right weather and the right location. I was location scouting a lot. And then simultaneously, 12 versions of myself walk in. Well, I guess 11 walk in initially. And I'm in dance outfits with something on my head. So either like a lampshade or a box. So I'm riffing off the idea, the popularity of the do-it-yourself dance video and the me culture. The YouTube singing dancing sensation. And I'm also playing with the expectation when we see a female figure entering an idyllic landscape, because I come from a painting background, we expect there to be a performance, we expect there to be a spectacle. So I'm kind of playing with that expectation. I stand very, very still in the scene for kind of an uncomfortable amount of time, and then there's a tapping baton, and then four of the girls start dancing simultaneously. But the dance is an epic failure.
Elaine on Seinfeld kind of epic failure?
Yeah. Well, because we have this expectation, which is so ridiculous, that women belong in nature, that we're the natural goddess and that's our home is in nature. So I'm kind of riffing off that idea that it's actually really, really uncomfortable and difficult to perform in nature. So I sink into the snow, I crash through the ice, I'm in a swamp, and it's all like an epic fail, like the dances aren't like the spectacle that we expect.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, and I guess I should mention too, then I'm playing with the idea of the sexuality of the Calendar Girls. I do come in the nude at the end and I hide behind a tree, but I'm kind of playing with this idea of the sexuality in terms that I'm reclaiming it, in terms of having it be kind of like the kind of dance that you would do for yourself in your living room. So it's not sexualized. So I'm playing with all these ambiguities in terms of how we see the image, how we see representation, and how all those kind of fit together.
So this is a one woman movie?
It's a 1 minute movie. One person movie.
Okay,
yeah,
one
but it's four
movie.
4 minutes long. So
okay.
It's very short.
So it's a short.
Yeah.
And you wrote it, you produced it, you directed it, you filmed it yourself?
Yes, I did. Yeah.
Okay. So it was probably really difficult to find someone to bounce things off of for this, or were you out there chatting with other people saying, what do you think about this? What do you think about that?
I usually don't show anybody the work until I'm like,
really?
And then even then I find it difficult to show the work, but.
Why? Now, why is that? Are you just, the feedback scares you?
I don't know. I think artists have this a lot where we're so compelled to make these things and we want to have people see them, but then it's also very terrifying because you're working within this bubble and then suddenly you put something out in the public and we don't think that through. We just have this weird compulsion and then all of a sudden we deal with the, oh my goodness, it's going out there and people are seeing it.
I've had these conversations at the last street. We have the 4th Avenue Street Fair. We have 400 artists from around the country come in and sell their art here in Tucson. And we were having these conversations with some of the artists about, you know, they're sort of giving up their soul in all these pieces that they create.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're sort of like sending them off in the world in that way. And it sounds like, you know, when you're putting these things together and it's your idea and you're all this energy that you're putting into it, then all of a sudden it's out there.
Yeah, and it makes you extremely vulnerable too. And I mean, I'm because I'm in it, and I'm actually might be surprising, but very shy person, and because I'm very introverted usually. So for me, it's like this just it's just terrifying. But
so did you go to the screening of it on Friday night?
Yes, I did, sinking deeper and deeper into my chair. But yes, I did.
Were you right in the front row waving at everybody, hello, yeah, that's me? Or were you way
and
in the back?
And then I went onto the stage and followed up with a knife. No, I'm just kidding. I streaked the audience at the end.
And how did that go? How did the screening go?
It went really well, and there were some great questions. And
such as? What was your favorite question?
What was my favorite question? Just about the process of it and what's involved with that and where the ideas came from. I like talking about the conceptual things that underlie the work. So that's really...
You know, one of the cool things I like about the Arizona International Film Festival, and I think I've heard it from the artists who come here, is that the audiences are so, one, they're intelligent,
yes,
but two, they're responsive mm-hmm. and receptive to yeah, the creativity that people are bringing here to the Old Pueblo.
Yeah, it has been extraordinarily friendly and welcoming here. And so I invite everybody to come down too at 2:45 to come talk to me in person, come see the films, and it is a hoot. And there's I just want to do a shout out to all the filmmakers here, because the independent film festivals are the place where you see passion, you see issues that are on the line, and people are really putting themselves out there, because usually you don't have the independent filmmakers don't have a lot of money, and so they're doing it for the heart of the
for the love
love and the heart of.
Now, where can folks see your film after
at
me
the
it closes
room,
shop
yeah, 2:45.
Okay, and then after that.
Oh, well, you can, it's just started in on a tour, so it's going around a little bit. It just showed in Germany and Jena, and it's going to show in at Art Video Lab in Paris in a week. And then it's moving on to the Short Circuit Film Festival in Victoria, BC. And I have a number of other projects that are kind of still going through.
Are you
going
to get to travel with it to all of those countries?
I wish.
Yeah, heck yeah. Well, you'll be there in spirit.
I'll be there in spirit. And you can go to visit my website. It's lisabirke.com, LISABIRKE. So it's like Birke's the Jeweler, but with an E rather than an S. And you can see excerpts from all of my film projects and my art installations there.
That's awesome. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming to the Old Pueblo. Thanks for sharing yourself with us here in Tucson.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. And Mia, again, you are getting so close to icon status with us, Mia. it's amazing.
I think the next time we'll have a little plaque.
It depends if she brings us beer.
Well, me beer. And yeah, you know, I'll
bring more next time.
I Stella Artois is okay, but I'm either tequila or a stout.
I know. I tried to bring the
see how
Bloody
rude
Maria.
He is. See how rude he is. Thanks for bringing this, but I don't really like it.
I don't know. I could transport the Bloody Maria.
All right, folks. Thanks for tuning in to the Fred and Jeff Show. We'll see you next week here with more great people.
The Fred and Jeff Show is brought to you by our friends at Tucson Appliance, Unicom Graphics, and Architecture Design Group.